Brother Bill Colpitz of the Woodville Congregation will now handle the next part of this symposium, Have Love Among Yourselves, Reject Selfishness and Provocation.
When we look around us, we see a gift from Jehovah God. I'm sure that you will agree with me that all that He created thrills us and brings us pleasure that really affects our lives and our senses. When we stop to think about it, though, as a spirit, Jehovah Himself does not benefit from the physical creations. He made them for us. Just think about some of them. Just think about the sunsets, the chirping of the birds, varieties of smells, taste in food, all of these things. He made this creation, all of these things, thinking of you and I, how we could benefit from them, how we could have pleasure in what He gave to us. What a kind and loving Heavenly Father Jehovah truly is. But we also have to come to know something else about Jehovah, as expressed in Exodus chapter 34 and verse 6. It's part of His qualities that He is slow to anger, that He is not easily provoked. And so we appreciate that in our grand, compassionate, merciful Heavenly Father Jehovah. And think of some of the examples that we read about in His Word. We think about the Garden of Eden and the rebellion that took place there. Jehovah handled that so well. Or we think about the nation of Israel throughout their history, how they strayed from following Jehovah, and yet He blessed them. But like His Heavenly Father, Jesus too set a pattern for us to follow, to be able to follow the direction of Jehovah God. We think about what Jesus did when He was here on the earth and when He engaged in the public ministry. That was not for His benefit. It was to benefit others, to teach them, to get them to know about His Heavenly Father. And so what a privilege we have to be able to follow His example. But Jesus too demonstrated something else when He was on the earth, and that was that like His Heavenly Father, He was not easily provoked by what others did to Him. Let's take our Bibles. Let's read in Matthew chapter 27, verses 41 to 43. Notice when we read this together how Jesus was taunted here while He was on the stake. Matthew 27, 41 to 43. In the same way also, the chief priests with the scribes and the elders began mocking Him, saying, others He saved, Himself He cannot save. He is King of Israel. Let Him now come down off the torture stake, and we will believe in Him. He has put His trust in God. Let Him now rescue Him if He wants Him. For He said, I am God's Son. What a taunt that was made. Notice as we break that down. Others He saved, but Himself He cannot save. You walked on water, they said. They cured the sick, raised the dead, but you haven't saved yourself. So they taunted Him. They said, let Him come down off that torture stake. Then we will believe in Him. In other words, you want us to believe you are the Messiah? Come on down, right now. Then we will believe. And two, they looked at some of the other expressions that Jesus used. And they said, let God now rescue him if he wants. Obviously, he doesn't want you, because there you are on the stake. So we can see how he is mocked. But it's not only by the Jews, those unfaithful ones, but even by those robbers that were hanging beside him as they too taunted him. Hearing those expressions, that could have provoked Jesus into doing just as they suggested, to come down off that torture stake and stop and think about it. If he came off that torture stake, that would have made quite a clamor, wouldn't it? But Jesus knew that that was not the purpose that he had. That would be a short-term effect, but it would not bring the long-term results that his heavenly Father wanted, because he knew that he had a part in the sanctification of the name of his great Father in Jehovah. But he knew more than that, and that was that it would secure our prospects for everlasting life if he remained faithful. So he did not put himself first. Think about ourselves. How can we imitate Jesus Christ and Jehovah God in our actions? It's by rejecting selfishness, rejecting provocation, both spirits of this world. Satan wants us not to put Jehovah first in our thinking. Satan wants us to follow him, to follow the trends of this old system of things. But you and I know better. We know that we are the happiest when we put Jehovah and his kingdom first in our lives, in all that we do. And this falls in line what we're told in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, when it says there's more happiness in giving than there is in receiving. And so we follow that example of Jesus Christ when he was on the earth. We too do not become easily provoked. How can we accomplish this? Well, just think about our actions ahead of time, what we're going to say, just like preparing for the ministry, so that we can respond in a way that reflects favorably on Jehovah God, that really brings us a blessing. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 4, we are counseled, do not leave your place, for calmness allays great sins. Think about that. Don't leave your place. We know how we should act as his servants. We know what we should reflect. Don't leave that place. Each of us need to know what kind of situations could provoke us so that we maybe would stray a little bit. We personally all have things that affect us. We could say our hot buttons. So think in advance. Prepare ourselves. When we go in the ministry, think about what we're going to say and how it will honor Jehovah God's name. We want to respond in a way that promotes peaceful relations. As you watch the following video, note what helps an elder to imitate Jesus in remaining calm under provocation.
I'm going to get started right on this.
Okay.
Excuse me. Larry, Frank, have either of you seen Kevin tonight?
Yes, he's over by the literature counter.
Okay.
I can go get him if you'd like.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you very much. Larry, perhaps you've heard. Faye Carter and David Thomas have recently gotten engaged, and they want to use the Kingdom Hall for their wedding. So perhaps you and Kevin and myself, we could get together for a few minutes tonight and then they could move forward with their wedding plans.
Tonight? How many times are you going to do this to us, Tom?
Do what?
Keep having these unscheduled meetings. Look, maybe you're not so eager to get home and spend time with your family, but some of us are.
Not want to spend time with my family? What is that supposed to mean? He is way out of line. I should set him straight right now. No. Wait. What am I thinking? If I react poorly right now, I could cause a major rift between us, even between our families. And if we elders don't show love among ourselves, imagine how this could affect the congregation. What a dishonor that would be to Jehovah and Jesus. What do the scriptures say? Do not leave your place. Love does not become provoked. You're right, Larry. I'm sorry. I just thought maybe we would take a few minutes, but we can schedule a better time for this, and that way we can all get home earlier.
No, Tom. It's me that needs to apologize. I overreacted. Look, you're right. Since all of us are here, it would be good for us to take care of this if we can.
Okay.
Here comes Kevin. Let's see if he's available.
Okay. Hey, Kev. Good to see you.
So how will we be successful? It's by keeping before us the example of Jehovah and Jesus Christ. In doing so, we will be motivated to reject selfishness and provocation.